Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our July Monday Memos from Concordia Seminary. Today we have a real treat in store for us. We have in our studio Pastor Carl Kretschmar of New Orleans, Louisiana. And if you're wondering why he's with us today, there's an excellent answer. He was one of the special men who was present at our recent alumni reunions held on our campus on June 6th and 7th. Welcome, Pastor Kretschmar.
Thank you, and I'm very happy to be back at my alma mater.
Surely this is not the first time since you've graduated.
No, I was here many times because I still have a brother and sister living in this community with their family, and my wife also coming from St. Louis originally. Still has a sister living here also, so we come to St. Louis every now and then.
Fine. In a sense, this is home to you, isn't it?
Yes.
In fact, the name Kretschmar was and still is a rather popular one, both in Missouri Senate circles and particularly here in the St. Louis area.
Thank you.
In fact, when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the present seminary campus buildings here 2 years ago, it seems to me that the name Kretschmar appeared as one of the members of the building committee. Can you explain that?
Yes, I don't know how he would rate as in connection with the building committee, but he was head of the Board of Control at the time, and I'm sure he had much to say at that time.
This was your father?
Yes,
that
was my father.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he was a member of the Board of Control because he was the district president?
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
President of the Western District.
That's right.
I see. And you are his son. Are there any other members of your family in the ministry, or are you the only one of the children, of his children, that is?
Yes, I'm the only one that's in the ministry at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother just slightly younger than I am. He was in the ministry for a while, but he resigned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see.
And was not able to continue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we're very happy, Pastor Kretschmar. I don't normally ask people their age, and if you're reluctant to tell me yours, please say so, but I do know that you are in the 50th anniversary class, and there were about a total of, I think it was right around 15 men, most of them with their wives,
yes,
who came for these alumni reunions.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'll ask you that all-important question. How old are you?
I'm 74. We'll be 75 in December.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that you have had a very rich ministry, and we'd like to talk about that a little bit this afternoon. Perhaps we should start with your student days. Since you lived here in St. Louis, this was rather unusual, I guess. Most of the other students were from out of town, and they had a room and everything, a dormitory. How was your life different in that respect?
Well, I'm sure that all of the students that were in my class and in other classes also had their peculiarities. Yes, truly, because I lived here. Maybe I can center on something like that. Now, the previous year, before my last year, I had only 1 year at this seminary. I was at the old seminary 2 years before my vicarage.
I see.
But after serving on a vicarage in Northern Wisconsin District, really in the upper peninsula of Michigan, the state of Michigan, Iron Mountain, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I was on vicarage when this seminary was dedicated.
I see.
And the pastor who served as my bishop, he was here for the dedication and got acquainted with my parents and was in my home here more than once during his stay at the convention that was held at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was of interest and tremendously exciting for me to know about the seminary being dedicated. I had known, because I lived here for these two years in the old seminary, when my father went together with others through various areas in the greater St. Louis community, to look for a place where the seminary might acquire property, or the Synod might acquire property for the new seminary.
So your father was rather directly involved with that.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. very much, and much interested and excited about it. Mm-hmm. So then after the year of my vicarage in the Northern Illinois District in the state of Michigan, I was asked to be a teacher in the school that I had graduated from here at Emmaus Lutheran Church.
Is that right?
With my father, the pastor, I became the teacher for the middle grades,
mm-hmm.
because they had just lost their teacher by a call to another congregation. And so when I came back to the seminary the following year, I had already become somewhat officially involved in what went on at Emmaus congregation with its youth work, with its choirs. I also was happy to be able to sing with the Emmaus quartet or octet, perhaps, in the, the attic studio of KFUO?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, my father also was very much interested in KFUO being established, and his mm-hmm. congregation served, by having mm-hmm. its organist or others to, I don't know whether I should say organist, there was no organ up there,
but
musicians
mm-hmm.
help along. And so I was up there singing
uh-huh.
in those rafters, and that was quite exciting. All right, now, in my last year at the seminary, I was a sort of a liaison, not officially, but between Emmaus and the student body.
Oh,
there was a strong missionary society at the time, and my roommate was quite active in that mission society, that's Clarence Rittman. And my classmate, too. So when we had our mission canvases, we would get a large number of students to go along to help Emmaus congregation canvass their area.
Well, can I just backtrack a minute? You said something about being the teacher at Emmaus.
Yes.
Were you doing this simultaneously while you were a student here?
No. No, that was my second year of vicarage.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
You had 2 years of vicarage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So, but you still kept up your mm-hmm. connections here mm-hmm. at the seminary.
And I had my connections sort of retarded, or what shall we, restricted to some extent by what I've just said.
Yes.
I took 2 years of vicarage while the whole class that I went through 6 years with in Milwaukee
mm-hmm.
graduated. See, they had only 1 year of vicarage, and they graduated and left.
Mm-hmm, right.
My brother-in-law, Reverend Paul Stroyford, is one of that class,
mm-hmm.
and so he celebrated his 50th anniversary last year.
Yeah, so
and my whole class did.
Yeah.
I mean, that class that
uh-huh.
I graduated with from Milwaukee in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a new class when I came back after 2 years of vicaring. Mm-hmm. And only a few of those that I knew from the 2 years previously at the seminary and the 6 other years before that in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of divorced from the seminary
yes.
student activities
yes,
by this second
that.
Year of vicarage.
Uh-huh.
By my being involved in activities at Emmaus congregations.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the adult Bible class was the new thing
mm-hmm.
at that time that my father started, and so I was placed in charge of that, and I think I continued that pretty well through my senior year at the seminary.
I see.
His adult Bible class. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm interested also what you mentioned about the Missionary Society. Was that in the congregation? Were you speaking about Emmaus congregation's mission emphasis?
No.
Where the seminary students came and canvassed? Or was mm-hmm. that initiated here at the seminary?
Let's say it's both. The Mission Society I spoke of was strictly seminary activity.
Mm-hmm.
The students would volunteer to help out in congregations. They would do much Sunday school teaching and perhaps other work in the congregation, but then also some congregations would canvass their fields more often than if they didn't have a seminary that had such an active mission society at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that missionary society, as I say with my classmate Rittman, being pretty much in charge of that, I was able to arrange with the, we call it perhaps evangelism committee or mission mm-hmm. committee of our congregation, of Emmaus congregation,
yeah.
to prevail on them,
mm-hmm.
to have them come on as volunteers to help in our canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come in large numbers and canvas a field.
Would you venture a guess how many students would come out for something like that?
I can only say maybe 20 or 30.
Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
My.
Pretty good number.
That must have made a
yeah.
terrific
mm-hmm.
impact on the community.
And the congregation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The mission-mindedness and the help that they received from professionally trained
right.
persons like students at the seminary. That was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, then when you returned here to the seminary, the new campus, the one that where we are now, for your final year of study, did you live at home or did you live here
yeah.
or did you do both?
I did both, yes.
Uh-huh.
I was very much involved in activities at Emmaus congregation, but I did do some extracurricular work at the seminary too, but that was very little. I wouldn't mention that.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe sang in the choir. Chorus, student uh-huh. chorus, and such things,
yeah.
but very little activity.
Well, how did you commute? That's quite a distance from Emmaus Church.
I had a roadster that I rode back and forth in. But,
did you really?
I many times uh-huh. saved money by riding the streetcar.
Uh-huh, huh. Yeah. Well, in other words, cars were permitted in those mm-hmm. days, or were you the exception?
Oh, yes,
they
yes,
were.
Sure.
I see. I bet there weren't too many, though.
No, not many.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, so we have you now as a... what we call a fourth-year man here at the seminary, and it came time for call day. How was that? How were the calls handled at that time? This is something that's interesting.
I can remember this. I know we don't have much time left, so I'm going to just hope that you can imagine the rest. I sat next to Pastor, who is Pastor Rittman, my classmate now, and my classmate then, too,
mm-hmm.
And my jubilarian, fellow jubilarian
yes,
now.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Rittman sat next to me. I sat next to him when he received his call to India.
Oh.
I had also been examined and found properly, physically able to serve a foreign charge, and I had volunteered, if the Lord wills, and the mission board wills it, I would serve also in some foreign field, as was done. I suppose it's still done now. Students are interviewed, and I had not chosen that, but they
mm-hmm.
said, if you receive a foreign call, would you have any decision already contrary? No, I very seriously consider that.
Mm-hmm.
But I received a call to stay home, become my father's assistant, when
right
my
classmate,
very close to me,
yeah.
and I knew he was perhaps engaged. I,
mm-hmm.
you know, he knew he was whom he was going to marry, and
yeah.
we rushed immediately to the nearest, a telephone, some block or two away, where
mm-hmm.
he could talk to her. Tell his sweetheart that he had received this call.
And what
how
was her
excited
reaction?
He was. I don't know. He
oh.
didn't tell me immediately.
yeah.
But I know that she certainly went heart and soul with him in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, how did you feel about staying right here at home?
Well, I do know that all students would like to have a place of their own. But I did feel as though my father wanted, he never wanted another assistant. But
mm-hmm.
now when his son came from the seminary, he said, this could be different.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be, yes, he has already been my assistant to
mm-hmm.
some extent when he was a school teacher for the middle grades in our parochial school. So I could understand. And he was president of the Western District at the time. And so the Western District was involved in my receiving the call.
Oh, yes.
They supported it to some extent. Maybe altogether, I won't say that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the Emmaus congregation had me as their assistant pastor, and I assisted him as the president of the Western District.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to backtrack just a little. When you talked about that you were interviewed before you received the call, how was that done? And I'm just curious to compare it with the way it's done now. Did the dean or was there a committee?
I think it was someone of the faculty. I'm not sure whether it was the dean or the president. I don't know.
Was this primarily to find out how you felt about various calls, or was it more in the line of a theological interview?
They may have been, without asking me, determined or found out by interviewing me about certain other things, but mm-hmm. they did want to know my physical condition and also my mental, desire
attitude.
Or willingness,
uh-huh.
attitude towards right. foreign work.
I see, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, so you became your father's assistant, and how long did you continue that, approximately?
As long as he was continued to be president, which I can't say, I don't know. He was called to the Heavenly Home and to the end of his pilgrimage here on mm-hmm. earth in 1940. And I was still his assistant at that time, so 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then after he received, when he was called away and the congregation had that vacancy, they then made up a call list.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, after seriously praying over that and talking it over with my wife and others in the family and friends and also officers of the congregation, I asked them to take my name off of the call list,
mm-hmm.
and they did, and then I was also helpful with the congregation, though I left the visitor, as we called him at that time,
yes,
counselor,
uh-huh.
To be the guide and counselor for them in this important work. I had nothing to say. I mean, no, perhaps not even attended the meetings regularly where they considered whom they would call.
Mm-hmm.
So they then installed another pastor, and I remained his assistant
mm-hmm.
for a number of months.
Mm-hmm.
But then I received a call to Monroe, Michigan,
oh.
and I became pastor there of one of four or five congregations in that area.
Uh-huh.
One of the smaller congregations, but I was the pastor and was assistant no longer.
Mm-hmm.
I remained the pastor of that congregation then for 3-4 years because I also then received a call to another congregation just outside of Detroit, River Rouge, Michigan, and served there. I had 5 years in Michigan total.
Mm-hmm.
Then I received a call to Birmingham, Alabama, was there about 12 years also, as in my first charge in Emea, St. Louis, and then came to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And I came to New Orleans to become the assistant pastor of another district president.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
Dr. Hummingshausen
uh-huh.
was the president of the Southern District at
mm-hmm.
the time.
Well,
and
you had all the experience that you needed for
yes.
assisting a district president,
I felt that
didn't
way,
you?
And yeah. I had also the experience that I wanted as the pastor of a congregation,
mm-hmm.
Getting ready to say, I'll let the congregation now be administered by someone else, but I would be very happy to do what I like most, to serve people individually, directly, could take care of funerals and weddings and other mm-hmm. church work too as a pastor, but mostly look after shut-ins, and that's what my call accentuated. And I love that work,
mm-hmm.
to visit with the shut-ins of a large congregation where the pastor was so busy as president of the district at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my work till,
yes.
well, till now.
Yeah.
I retired, is it 7 years ago? And am continuing to be the visitation pastor of that same congregation, but also serving as a district's institutional missionary, visiting people in hospitals, conducting chapel services, and also the chapel at the Lutheran home, an Altenheim that we now have in New Orleans, serving there as the, not the chapel, a chaplain. They have another one who serves as a chaplain, but as the preacher for their Sunday morning services.
I see, Well, this has been so interesting, Pastor Kretschmar. I'm wondering, there's one thing that I wish you would comment on. Do you feel that today's ministry has changed a great deal from the time that you graduated from the seminary? Do you see any comparisons or any great differences? How would you like to comment on that as a man who's celebrating his 50th anniversary in the ministry?
I have never really made a special study of that. I will say that many times some things are emphasized either by synodical resolutions or by agitation may not be the right word here, but by fostering and appealing and prevailing upon bodies like the Lutheran Layman's League, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, other organizations, and of course our districts too. Much emphasis is placed upon doing work for the total man, and it almost seems as though we in our early ministry neglected the certain social areas, and I won't say they were not I won't say they were not fully taken care of, but I think sometimes one goes even further than saying we have to do as much for the body as we do for the soul.
That's a very interesting comment.
We had an Altenheim in an old folks, well, the old folks home is the Altenheim, long before that became a real big thing, as in the modern day. And so also the orphans were taken care of, and much change has taken place, good change for the better, by accentuating the fostering of people. Instead of putting them into an orphan asylum, we put them into a home where they have father and mother who adopted them, or at least foster parents. Such things, many things have changed. But I won't say much more. I mean, I can't say much more.
The basic task of the ministry, I suppose, has remained the same, though.
That's right.
To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, Pastor Kretschmar, this has been most interesting to have the opportunity to talk to you. I'm wondering if there's any one final thought that you'd like to leave with us. You've expressed so many fine thoughts that perhaps I shouldn't even ask you that. But if you have a closing comment, please feel free to say so.
Well, I'm certainly happy that my two sons also chose to come to the Concordia Seminary, and they graduated and became pastors of our synod. And I'm happy that God has given me that privilege to observe that. And I pray that God will soon give more and more. We need a larger number of students at the seminary, because there are a great number of vacancies in the church right now.
You are so right.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Pastor Kretschmar.
Thank you for the opportunity.